The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today, listen, I have just come back from Disney World and Universal, and I'm recovering. I have to go on a surprise work trip next week. And this has been on my mind for a while. I know there's a lot of things going on, but I have been wanting to talk about this. So we're going to be talking about kind of the vitriol against single women, childless women who go to Disney World. It is a bit dated. I think this conversation is ongoing, but this particular post is a bit dated. But I bet a lot of you will remember it. Also with this, we're going to talk about this a little bit at the end. But, you know, every time we have a conversation like this, it's always worth acknowledging people who want to have kids and can't have kids for whatever reason. It's also worth acknowledging that Disney World is expensive. It is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And we calculated how many rides you would ride without a fast pass. It was like 4 or 5.
Oh, no.
And it's for the, like, price of admission, that's bonkers.
No.
I don't know if that's totally accurate, but that's what we calculated on this particular trip. So, to put that out there, also a content warning for language, which will be bleeped, but it's pretty offensive. just a note. Samantha and I, you and I have talked about this previously. Kind of just how angry people get about people enjoying themselves, especially if they're childless people at places like this. And a couple of years ago, there was a post on Facebook that went viral that kind of really spoke to this vitriol, and I'm going to read it. so here we go. It pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples without children at Disney World. Also, a lot of this is in all caps, right. I just have to stress. Okay. Disney World is a family amusement park, 3 exclamation points. Yet, these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. They have no idea the joy and happiness it is to mothers who buy their babies treats and toys. Some in some very slutty shorts was buying a Mickey pretzel, and Aiden, my son, wanted one, but the line was very long. So I said later, and it broke his poor little heart, and he cried, and I wanted to take that f***ing pretzel from that tramp like, thanks, bitch, you made my son cry. I f***ing hate childless women with a burning passion. Wow.
Yeah, I remember this. I remember this because I'm like, you know, this is this kid is the same kid who's never going to hear no for an answer and maybe a rapist.
Right.
That might be too strong. But let's just be honest. Like, saying that it's her fault that you said no is an odd reaction. Not that it was the last pretzel, which still wouldn't give you any right.
Right.
But that you just didn't want to stand in line.
Right. And here, we've talked about this before. I have kind of like a running joke that you can, I perhaps callously count how many arguments I hear in Disney. Magic Kingdom is number one. That's where most of them happen. But we have talked about before about the pressure that's put on women to plan these vacations and make them magical. As I said, it is so expensive. And I feel like that becomes a pressure where it's like, if you're not happy and having the best time, then what is this for? Which kids are kids and maybe are tired of the heat or don't want to wait in line, because it's mostly waiting in lines, everybody. Like, that's just what it is. And that's this year when I went, the number one argument I heard was mostly dads, or I'm assuming it was mostly men, saying some version of like, I paid so much for this, you're going to enjoy it,
right,
to their kids.
Right.
Which is like, that's not the best way to have a good time. I do get it. It is, it's expensive, but also like, they're kids. Kids, and it's hot. It was so hot in October. I have sunburn. And I don't burn easily.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, we talked about this before. We talked about this, had this whole conversation about the fact that going on vacation is a privilege.
Yes.
It's unfortunate that it's that type of privilege. Yes, my family could never. I think I just recently joked with my mother because they were talking about going somewhere. And I was like, oh, I'm proud of you. Because we talked about the fact that every 4 years for 2 days, one night. Actually, I thought it was a whole like 3 day weekend. My mom was like, no, it was one night. Like, she corrected me. 2 days, one night, we would go to the Smoky Mountains, go to Dollywood, got nothing. We never got souvenirs. I think we ended up sharing a funnel cake, but we definitely had the 5 for $5 hamburgers from McDonald's, which I despise to this day. Like, I still cannot stand that. And the Laurel Inn buy one, get one free chips. That was stashed. And then we had whatever sandwiches my mother packed for the trip, because we were not going out to eat. I think we went out to eat one time. So they budgeted one time, Dollywood, a really sad two-bed motel where three kids would have to share with their parents. Like, I think I definitely was on the floor. And a blazer where I had to sit in the cubby in the back. And not just because that works, but I get really car sick. So this was even more fun, driving up to Tennessee, which was like a good 4 hour drive.
Right.
That was our vacation until I think we stopped doing vacations, and I started going with friends to vacations. Mm-hmm. They would go on. They would let me go with them. So all I had to pay for was food. But like, that was our vacation. And for my parents, I'm not going to lie, I don't have great memories. I'm so sorry. I sound so ungrateful. Because we just fought the entire time. I don't know if my mom and dad would fight or my brother and I would fight. It was just fighting. And I just remember standing in line, being hot and crying and being miserable. My brother, I remember one year, got such bad sunburn that he had sun poisoning and we had to take him to the hospital. Like, that was the level of vacations. And again, once every 4 years.
Right.
Those are the memories that I have. So doing a whole Disney thing, I couldn't imagine. I don't know. I don't know if it would have been fun for me.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, because I've told this story before, I asked my parents to go when I was a kid and they said never. And that's why I joined marching band, because the marching band went to Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the reasons this was on my mind was not only did I go recently and I heard these arguments, but also I was with my friends and we were all talking about, like, if we had gone as kids, would we have enjoyed it? Like, what is the age where it's like that magical thing,
right,
that they kind of commercialize to people, sell to people? And I just feel like, for a lot of kids, it's a very small window, especially for that price. Like, if it wasn't that expensive, then I don't know. Then you could go in and, like, they want to see this character and ride this ride, and then you can go back to the hotel. But because it's so expensive, you feel like you have to. I've got to get the most out of this. We're only coming this one time, maybe. But we were talking about that and we were saying, like, this is why it's so fun to go as a single, like, childless adult, where we can ride all the rides and we can eat the food and, you know, like, it.
Right.
So it just started this conversation. Then when I read this comment, which I do remember when it happened, and I've heard this from people. I've heard this from people, not usually friends, but I've heard it from people who are basically, their argument is it's childish for you to go. And you're making everything worse for kids.
Right.
And it's for kids.
Right.
And so, like, in this comment, I found it interesting that she says, like, the line, like, you have no idea the joy and happiness it is for mothers to buy their babies treats and toys. Like, that being of the mother and buying these things, that's the joy for her. It's not going to them,
right,
to the parks. It is bringing her kids to the parks.
Which, again,
and then calling everyone slutty and tramps.
Right. There's so much, like, sexist commentary here on top of the fact, like, the best part to me was the whole, like, you bought a pretzel, he started crying, I said no, and now I'm mad. Like, I'm like, why didn't you just buy him a pretzel? Like, I don't understand.
Look, I know lines get long at Disney, but I promise you,
the pretzel line,
you could have found a pretzel line somewhere.
Right. That's never been that long. Like, we might have been like, oh, I'm not going to that one. We'll go to this one. It's never been that long. I went with you as an adult, and if we didn't get a drink here, we got it over there. Like,
right.
I, at churros.
They want you to buy that pretzel.
Like, they have one like every other corner. I don't know what is happening. Now, this seems to be the one odd thing. Like, you could have complained about, we wanted to get on the teapot, but these adults took over. That would have made a lot more sense. I don't understand.
I don't either. But I've heard it. Some celebrities are kind of famous for being like, I hate Disney adults. And I think there's a difference between, and I'm actually not here to comment on this, but I think there's a difference between like Disney adults and adults who go to Disney.
Right. Also, I have friends who went all of their childhood and all of their adult life. And they at like 30s have enjoyed going with their parents to Disney World. And like, they love, and they, neither one of them have children. The children, and they love this as much. And I feel like, you know, at this point, also, again, unless you're very rich having those kids, you're not going.
Right. And another thing that I was thinking about, because I'm kind of the, you know, I'm the person that's like, here's what we do.
Yes.
But they changed their FastPass system at Disney, and now you have to pay for it. And you have to wake up at 7 a.m. every morning to do it. And you have to do it per person. So, you know, I'm with friends who I have someone, Marissa, thank you, who helped me out. But I can't imagine, like, you'd have to, A, know that.
No clue.
And then pay for it. And then wake up and do it for all of your kids. Like, because we were all adults, like, we all chipped in. And
right.
So it was okay. But like, if you're taking your kids, they're not shipping it.
They're not helping. Just... And if you're unfortunately in one of those relationships, the dude's not helping.
Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. We're up there like trying to get
these
things.
Going with you, getting in line to go to Star Wars stuff. And I was like, I hate this. Why am I here? I'm
that
so
was
cold.
A pain.
So cold.
I don't blame you.
And had we not had, you know, a friend of the show, Holly, tell us what to do, we wouldn't have done it.
No, I had to ask her. And she, by the way, she was there when I was there.
I saw that. I wondered if you had seen each other or something.
We never ran into each other.
Oh, okay.
We had like the opposite schedule, but it was funny.
She had the cutesy Halloween. You had the horror Halloween.
I was like, let me go to the haunted houses. But she was like, I'll go to Mickey's not so scary party. But yeah, it was cool. But I mean, she was one of the reasons we were originally talking about this, is because people feel very... they feel very legitimized in criticizing, I would say, especially women and childless women, for like having fun and like spending their money where they can spend their money.
Yeah, and I'm guaranteeing, I think I've talked about this before, most of these women never got to go as kids.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, you know, I don't know that I would have had as fun if I had went as a kid. And that feels strange to say, because Disney World does feel like a very kids' place. But just because of all the logistics of it, of the heat of it, of the, like all of the ins and outs, of the family arguments, like I don't think I would have had as fun if I had gone as a kid. And now I have the money. I'm very fortunate. And I like to go. I like to go with friends. I didn't get to go as a kid. And it's just odd to me that I feel like I'm not messing up your experience.
Right.
I'm not like, I'm in line, but I'm like, what is one more person in line? Like,
right.
I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm really, and we were talking about this with my friends, and we were talking about kind of, it's, I feel like it's natural to be jealous, to see people like, oh, they just get to go and do this. Like,
right.
I don't have to deal with these kids. These kids, they don't have to deal with kids who are like hot and crying. Like one day we were riding to Magic Kingdom. Hadn't even gotten there. It was probably like 8:30, 9. One kid screaming, crying. Haven't even gotten there. The three others, miserable looking. Like just not into it. Like, and that's how the day started.
Oh,
for
them. No.
They hadn't even gotten into the heat, which that day was hot.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is like the same thing to me about Six Flags. I won't go because it's just standing in line for rides that hurt me.
Yeah.
I'm old, y'all. see previous happy hour. That I have to stand in line for 3 hours with no reprieve from the heat because you feel like you have to stand just in the hot concrete. There's no trees because they've taken them all down for the rides. Mm-hmm. Going into a restaurant is costly. And you really have nowhere to sit except in the heat.
They have nowhere to sit. I was thinking about that. Nowhere to sit. And yeah, I mean, we were basically waiting for Haunted Mansion to open up. And so we rode this ride that I like, but it's kind of like, eh. And it was an hour wait. And I heard the people at the front of it like, could you imagine waiting an hour in this heat? It was so hot. I can't stress enough.
It sounds horrible, but I know you had the best time, so I'm not gonna hate that.
I had a great time.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. But yeah, I mean, it comes down to that awful saying that I really hate, but it's true. Don't yuck someone's yum. In that, I get it. You may be frustrated and you just want to blame somebody. And so you're going to blame the single people who seems to be joyously walking about, drinking, not having to get their kids in line, touching things, begging for things, doing things. But like, it seems just to be like one of those things that you are going to have to mentally prepare yourself to know you're going to have some kind of fallout, like whether it's a child having a tantrum, being tired, being hot, like any of those things. Like kids are not able to function for that long. Like I get super cranky and sleepy just standing out in the sun for 4 hours. So going like trying to get cram everything in an 8 hour day with kids who are used to naps and being able to sit and just play video games. Mm-hmm. You've got a whole thing. You've got to mentally prepare yourself. And it's not anybody's fault. It's not your fault as the parent. It's not your fault as the kid. It's not everyone else's fault who has nothing to do with this.
Right.
And it seems kind of odd that what you want to do is curse out somebody for being there.
Right. And definitely make it like a very moral, like, hey, I have kids.
Yeah. I'm so like, I'm, good. I'm the one who belongs here mm-hmm. in itself. And we know, if nothing else, like, Disney's only about the money. So mm-hmm. if they could make more money without you, they will.
Yeah. And that's my thing. It's like, if they want you to buy that damn pretzel, I promise you that. And also, I just felt like it was a strange, it goes back to what we've talked about before, about that idea that the mother is always, what defines her goodness is sacrificing her happiness. So it's like, what makes her happy about going to the, quote, happiest place on earth is that she's buying something for her kid. Right. And that's making him happy. That just kind of weirds me out. But also, I did like, there were some responses that were very funny. Here's one. This is my new favorite wild mommy post. It's me, the millennial slut who just goes to Disney World to make children cry. And then here's another one. With great power comes great responsibility. You are now mandated to go f*** up some Karen's day by existing at Disney World. Godspeed, you rebel. I mean, again, it's like, I feel like we're not annoying park goers.
I mean, if you're an adult who is an influencer that purposely tries to mess up people's day, yeah. then yes. If you're purposely mm-hmm. like messing with the staff, yes. You Ugh. Are. You are a problem and you need to leave, because I've seen so many of those posts.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. like, I think people who are just trying to love their adult life by living out their childhood fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I think, yeah.
Go I hang out with them. Those are the people's perspective that you want.
Yeah. And I, again, like, I think we should be asking more questions about, like, it's expensive. And a lot of us couldn't afford to go until we got jobs right. ourselves.
And honestly, the park is not set up for most people. It's very ableist
mm-hmm.
and very, like, so many things. The park in itself is inaccessible.
Yeah.
For people without money and people who have a disability. So that's a conversation that needs to really happen.
Yeah. And I had a note about that at the end, because I feel that I've heard a lot of comments that are very ableist at the park, and also a lot of fat phobic comments at the park. So we're talking about single women today specifically, but that is not at all the extent of what people feel very qualified to judge other people for at these parks. It just makes me question, like, who do we think can have fun? Who do we think can spend money? And the judgment that it comes so quickly around that, if it gets in certain people's way.
True. Well, I'm glad you had a fun time, Annie, and I hope you can fulfill by going to the other one.
I'm trying to go to Universal in LA. We'll see. But yeah, I had a blast, and I'm going to talk about that in my happy hour upcoming. But yeah, this was just something on my mind that we all talked about while we were there. And I'm sure a lot of you have thoughts about this. If you do, you can contact us. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at StuffMNeverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store with merchandise, and we have a book that you can get at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com or wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I'm Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.